Welcome to a special edition of Midwest Beat. This is St. Patrick's Week, so we've got some very special guests with us. I'm Tom Lounges. As you know, this weekly program is all about music and the people who make it. Well, tonight, with me in the studio, internationally popular Celtic American group Switchback. Founding duo Brian and Martin have been playing and selling out concert halls with their eclectic blend of music for over 20 years. They've got the boys in the band with them, and we've got some great music to play as we gear up for St. Paddy's Day here on Midwest Beats. It's all coming up. Switchback in the studio after your headlines here.
Support for programming on Lakeshore Public Radio comes from NIPSCO. Smart digging means calling 811 before each job. This ensures that all underground utility lines are marked to avoid property damage, injury, and possible fines. More information at NIPSCO.com/811.
Midwest Beat with Tom Lounges is made possible by Merivale's Broadway Glass and Customs, providing auto, commercial, and residential glass replacement for more than 15 years. 219-88-GLASS or BroadwayGlass.net.
Good evening, I'm Tom Lounges. Welcome to a special St. Patrick's Week edition of Midwest Beat. Well, this being St. Pat's Week, you know I'd have to have something special, and we do. Live in studio tonight, internationally popular Celtic Americana group Switchback. They're going to be performing on St. Pat's Day, March 17th, at Munster's Theatre at the Center. It's an all-ages show at 8 p.m. They're also going to be doing a show in Shorewood, Illinois on April 7th, and that's a community outreach show. And we're going to talk to the guys about how they love to give back, and we're going to talk about all the years of music. We've got another special guest who has arrived unannounced, and we'll probably put him on as well. They've got a connection. So tonight is going to be a night of wonderful times, reconnecting, and lots of music. In fact, let's let the music do the talking right now before we bring the band on. This is Switchback and Wobbly Jigs.
Thank you.
Wobbly Jigs. That song confused me. I was ready to start talking too soon. But Dan saved the day as always. Way to go, Dan. Wobbly Jigs, giving you that Celtic groove. And that's what St. Pat's Week is all about. I think all of us turn Irish. Well, I'm a little bit Irish anyway, but we all turn Irish on St. Pat's Week. Drinking the green beer, wearing the green, and listening to music like that. And the guys in the studio with me are making music like that year-round. In fact, they've got, 20 albums out? Something like that?
A lot of them.
A lot of them. And yeah. You've been together over 2 decades.
Brian and I are about 30 years now, yeah.
Wow. Switchback is in the group, or in the studio with us. We've got Martin McCormick with us. We've got Brian Fitzgerald. We've got Takeshi. Is that right?
Yeah.
I got it right, yeah. And Joey Werner. Takeshi plays the Irish drum. Joey Werner plays the drums. Brian, of course, the mandolin, guitar, vocals and bass with Martin McCormick. And that is Switchback. You guys are playing at Munster Performing Arts Center, at the theater at the center, on St. Pat's Day. And you've played there before. This is kind of a tradition for you.
Yeah, it's one of our favorite places to play. It's just a beautiful, you know, horseshoe-shaped kind of theater, so the act is right among the audience. And we've had such a wonderful time with the shows over the years. Usually a sold-out performance, the support that the community around Munster gives to live music and our concerts in particular is just a it's just fantastic. So it makes it a place we look forward to coming to every year to play.
Now, the acoustics are great. The acoustics are great, and but really I think part of the pull for us is the corned beef and cabbage.
I was going to say, there is a dinner package. There is a dinner package. If you're hungry, come out and have dinner first, then listen to the music.
There you go.
A lot of Celtic bands are really, really busy, obviously, around 4th of July, St. Pat's Day. And you guys, as I mentioned, play year-round. You do about 200 dates a year, from what I understand. You play all over the world. You're still Chicago-based, though, correct?
Right.
For the most part, we sometimes call ourselves Iowa, too, because they get mad if we, you know, defect.
Okay.
Well, that's because Brian, I mean, we've scattered over the years. Brian has moved out to northeast Iowa from Oak Park, Illinois,
like
originally.
22 years ago, yeah.
So both states are home, but primarily Chicago, where we catch the plane, is Midway.
Okay. Now
that did it. That's fighting words, Marty.
Celtic music and Americana music share a lot of the same instruments. It's just a little bit of the tuning is different, as I understand, basically.
Yeah.
You guys are Americana as well as Celtic. To call you a Celtic band would be a disservice because you're so broader than that.
Half the story, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the differences in the music. I mean, obviously for St. Pat's, you're going to be doing a lot more of the Celtic Irish sound, I would think.
Yeah. Yes.
And then during the rest of the year, do you you play more of the Americana side, the original stuff?
It all depends on the venue. Okay. We like to mix things up because Irish music is really just the great grandpappy of Americana and bluegrass music. A lot of the tunes and melodies are the same. And a lot of American artists have crossed over to Ireland. Steve Earle's probably the biggest example with Galway Girl.
Right.
And but Ricky Skaggs and other, you know, musicians like that. It's really embraced as an art form unto itself. So it's not unusual for us to be asked to play, you know, our Celtic music alongside our Americana music.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun for us to blend the two. Because that's really what it's all about for us, is they both have this kind of energy that we want to tap into. And Celtic music is probably outside of African music, it's probably the most tribal kind of music you can get your hands on.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of it's public domain now,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, centuries old.
Brian, we're talking about, obviously, the Americana versus the Celtic kind of sound. And you used to play with Jethro Burns, correct?
Well, I used to study with Jethro.
Okay. Now, that's as bluegrassy and Americana as you can get.
Well, yeah, Jethro was an amazing jazz player as well.
Okay.
So when I would go into the lesson, I would sometimes ask my dad, who was a jazz enthusiast, what song should I learn from Jethro today? And I'd hit Jethro. Very rarely would he not know the tune. And he would know it. Like if it was Ain't Misbehavin', he would be able to play it the way it was really written and originally, you know. All music changes and morphs over the years, but Jethro had a real very original. When I say original, he had the pure sense of these tunes, you mm-hmm. know, under his belt. And he played with Steve Goodman, the great late.
Right.
And that was his weekend gig. Sometimes he would call me up and say, Brian, I can't make it this week. I'm going to be on the road with Steve, you know. And I just give me more time to practice the stuff that he gave me because, right. you know, you might learn five tunes in a sitting. And no sheet music. It was all done oral tradition.
Now, how old were you when you were doing that with him?
I was in my, I'd say I was like in my early 20s, 22, 23. I studied guitar from 17 on, and then I finally got a mandolin in my 20s, you know.
What brought you to music? 17 is a little bit of a late start for a professional musician. At least most of my guests
That's
started
what I keep
early.
Telling them.
I got, you know, I became a loner suddenly in my high school years, and I found a friend in guitar and music, you know, at that time. It was a big high school, you know, mm-hmm. easy to get lost in the shuffle. And that kind of was my life raft to getting through the whole thing, you know.
Martin, what about you? What brought you to music and at what age?
You know, I'm from a fairly musical family. My family had a band on my mom's side at the turn of the last century called the Imperial Orchestra of Dubuque. And they traveled up and down the river performing. And
the string band?
It was actually like trumpet and saxophone. Okay. And my great grandmother played piano. My great uncle Frank played the drums and was supposedly one of the first people to get in front of a band to sing. And my uncle Robert played he played trumpet. And there was another member in the band. And they after World War One, it kind of disbanded. So there was always kind of music in the family. About 4 years old is when I started performing at nursing homes. My mom brought me out to a nursing home in Deerfield, Illinois, and I just remember they couldn't see me, so I had to sing Silent Night on a table. So that was my stage. You know? And I was hooked. You know, I was always making up songs at home, you know, and that sort of thing, too. I mean, so it was just in my blood. And I have a 2-year-old daughter now, and she, you know, she's making up songs, so it's in the genes. Yeah.
Wow.
So wild, you know.
Brian, you mentioned your father was into jazz. Is he a player as well?
No, he was just an audiophile, you know. He would come home from the library with a stack of 20 albums, you know, various categories of music, too, because he knew, nine kids in our family.
Wow.
There was people that were into the rock and roll stuff, and you know. I don't think he brought much country home, but he brought home definitely classical music, jazz, and some, you know, like the Guess Who, mm-hmm. things like that, you know. And it was great. And then with all my brothers and sisters being around, older brothers and sisters, they would bring home Jimi Hendrix Experience, and we'd be listening to that for the first time, just being like, you know, 10 years old, and then Sgt. Pepper came out and opened up a whole nother.
Everything changed. Were the Beatles influential to the two of you?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, you know, and like the obscure Beatles stuff, you know, that the stuff that you'd pick up at like Tops and Hornsby's, you know, in the record rack, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the stuff that, you know, was, you know, their Hamburg kind of days,
right.
you know. And
the Tony Sheridan
stuff. The Tony Sheridan. And wow. I mean, that's, you know, you had that. And, you know, it was a wonderful mixture in my family of, you know, the Patti Butler, Kaylee Band and Beatles and Bing Crosby. And, you know, we had a lot of, you know, the Bird and jazz as well. And a whole Victrola full of 78s. So we would dive back to early Bing Crosby, you know, before his voice really mm-hmm. kind of changed when he was, you know, so there was a lot of stuff going on, and, you know, that we listened to.
We're going to find out now how Brian and Martin got together, and after that we're going to play another song and then meet the rest of the band. How did the two of you pair 30 years ago?
We were working, we got a double bill down in Dirty Nelly's in Palatine.
Wow, that's a blast from the past.
And that wasn't before that, it expanded yeah. into what it is today. Mm-hmm. I think they're still going down there, too.
It was back in the time when you had to wait for the train to go by to get to it, you know. I don't know if that's still, you know, but I just remember that, like thinking, yeah. Well, this, you know, a bar next to a train track. I don't know if that's going to make. But, I had a family musical group out of McHenry County, Illinois, Woodstock, where I grew up. And so we performed quite a bit, and we were on a double bill with Brian with these Irish musicians, and it was all Irish that night at Dirty Nally's. And so we had Brian get up and play guitar with us.
What was the band?
It was Cousin Friends was the name.
Cuz Tehan. Yeah. He's a concertina player from Kerry. Okay.
County Kerry, Ireland. And a big influence on our musical upbringing. But long story short, we borrowed Brian for a couple tunes, and then about a month or so later, they needed an Irish tenor, so they borrowed me, you know, for Milwaukee Irish Day. Fest. I remember Brian trying to, you know, get me to play it for free.
Oh, that was St. Patrick's Day at Fitzgerald's.
Yeah. He played for Corned Beef.
Yeah. Oh, you know. Yeah.
That's when he joined the band, when trying he demanded pay.
When I said, you know, I don't think I'm going to do that.
You're smart.
So, you know, so that's, I should have quit while I was ahead.
Well, let's play another song on that note.
30 years later.
We've got a song called Pour Me that you guys want to play. Tell me a little story behind it.
This is fun because it's like the blending of the Celtic and Americana. It's a real rollicking barn burner Americana tune talking about Irish whiskey and how you shouldn't be drinking it. And Brian and I drank a lot of it in the early days.
That's the way they reward musicians, you know.
Yep. Especially Irish musicians. They would.
It's an occupational hazard.
It was.
All right, let's pour some now. Pour me. Switchback. We'll talk to the guys on the other side.
Texans playing big guitar. Knew right then at a very tender age I'd be making my living taking the stage, watching the girls sway to my rock and roll. Well, the life of a player is always full of drama. Yeah, I need a little help from the creature in the bottle. Third tranny on my Dodge Caravan, $400 for a 5-piece band, 1,200 miles west of Chicago. A little bit of Jameson never hurt anyone, and it won't kill me. A drop for the creature, that's her finest feature. Another round. Yeah. Well, I love my wife, I miss my family. That's when the creature gets a hold of. North of Salina, chasing a barman. Where's my brain? I'm drifting its way back to Chicago. A little bit of red dress, as we're thinking of a party dress. Let's party. Sins of the creature. Don't tell me you're a creature. Another
Pour me as we pour a couple of rounds here at the studio. Not really. Hey, it is Irish night here, after all.
We're all hiccuping.
That's right. Switchback is my guest. We've got, well, the whole band here. We've got, of course, Brian and Martin. We've also got Takeshi and Joey Werner. Let's take a meeting with those guys, both percussion drums. Joey, Takeshi, how long have you guys been in the group?
Well, I've been in the group. Let's see. I think this Thursday's show will commemorate my 1 year anniversary with you
guys.
Okay,
I thought you were going to say this Thursday show's my first gig.
And this is Joey
no,
Werner
speaking.
I've been
in the band a year now.
Okay.
So my first gig with the guys was Fitzgerald's last year.
Yep.
I was invited out, and
You never left.
Never left. Yeah.
And the very second night was.
And the very second night was the theater at the. Center.
So this is a big anniversary homecoming.
So yeah, this is my anniversary here in Indiana as well.
All right. Takeshi is with us also, and you play the Irish drum. What is an Irish drum?
It's called the Boron, B-O-D-H-R-A-N.
Is that like the big tambourine-looking thing?
It's an open-frame drum.
Okay.
Just one head.
Okay, my wife has one of those because she does the Celtic stuff, and it's got one in my basement. It looks like a giant tambourine, big, with like Celtic writing on it, and I never knew what it was.
I thought it was a tambourine. Often it's like a goat skin, often.
Right.
I don't know if yours is, Takeshi, but, yeah.
Goat skin?
Well, it depends. I mean,
The
earlier borons were made with goat skin and,
calf skin, I believe, as well.
Yeah, it could be any kind of... animal skin, but for the most part, you have tunable borons today. And the earlier, older models, just you had to pour Guinness on them or some sort of liquid to keep the skin loose.
Okay.
Actually, my first boron is kangaroo skin.
Kangaroo skin?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Well, there you go.
He hops to it.
Wow. Some switchback trivia that just came out. Wow.
Is it difficult to play that? Is it different than a regular drum? In any way?
To be honest, I don't play the regular drums.
So,
I don't know the difference. But I can't play. I cannot play the regular drums.
Joey, have you ever tried to play his drum?
Yeah. I'm still trying to play it.
Okay, so there is a difference.
There is a major difference, Actually, we were laying some tracks down yesterday, and Takeshi and I were exchanging lessons with each other. I was showing him the single stroke and double stroke roll with drumsticks, and he was showing me how to hold the mallet for the bodhran, which is called a tipper, and it's played in a circular motion against the drum, which is way different from playing the drum kit itself or particular hand drums.
And we can see all that on St. Pat's Day, March 17th, at Munster's Theater at the Center. And again, that's on Ridge Road. I think it's 1040 Ridge Road. Right there on Ridge Road, you can't miss it. It's a giant performing arts center. It's inside. They're going to have corned beef and cabbage dinner, followed by the performance. And you can Google them and find all the details on that. And Takeshi is going to be playing that Irish drum for us that night.
Yes.
Pouring Guinness on it and everything. Maybe not. We'll be pouring a lot of Guinness, though, that's for sure. The show that you guys are doing on St. Pat's Day in Munster, what can we expect for those that have never seen Switchback?
Well, I think what we try to recreate, and it's very successful with Munster, with the theater at the center, is we want you to step into the parlor with Switchback. So, in other words, a very intimate kind of show. And, you have this beautiful dinner. You get to go in, and we tell a lot of stories. We play a lot of, songs that are familiar, the Irish-American songs like Danny Boy and such. But then we also delve into the traditional music, and there's, funny bits as well, So it's just like an evening with Switchback, but we're just concentrating on the Irish music, and we take a lot of requests. People talk back to us from the audience. A lot of heckling, hand clapping, foot stomping, just like if you had a hooli in the parlor. And Brian and I used to go over to my cousins in Ireland quite a bit, and that's what we would do. We would invite in a bunch of people and sit down and just have a great time,
Like a house party.
House party. And so that's, the Irish call that a hooli. And so that's what people can expect. It's a very authentic evening. We got some step dancers coming in. They're going to be dancing for us, the Colleens. And so if you want to really celebrate St. Patrick's in style,
this
come on down. This is the place to be. You don't have to go far.
One of the nice facets, too, is the other night we were playing a concert down in Bloomington, and Marty introduced a tune. He said, "This is in a public domain. This is a traditional Irish tune that doesn't sound traditional exactly because of the arrangement that we put on it." Mm-hmm. And then immediately we followed up with an original Celtic tune that Marty penned called Bowen Reed that sounds like it's as old as the hills, but there again.
You want to do Bowen Reed right now?
Yeah, we can do Bowen Reed. That's okay. Means a lot because that's my grandfather's farm from Ireland, and I have dual citizenship, so I'm very proud of my Irish heritage. And this was after I first came over to Ireland and I got back home, the song just came right out. So,
all right, this is it, Bowen Reed.
Outside of dear Claremorris, in the county of Mayo, stands a pretty little farmhouse where my heart does long to go. The fields are green and velvet, Crow Patrick, you can see. My family's pride is in it, and we call it Bowen Reed. Bowen Reed, Bowen Reed. Why did we ever have to cross the sea? The silage with Seamus, Tom, and mine, to watch the Frisians herded by an old man on his bine. Nella laughs as the wind kisses dewy soft from off the sea. What my aching heart misses, that dear home, Bowen Reed. Bowen Reed, Bowen Reed. Why did we ever have to cross the sea? Of those who had to leave and those who stayed behind, will they ever know the anguish in an Irish Yankee's mind? How he longs to meet embracing all his family. Like a turf fire's coal burns a memory of Bowen Reed. Bowen Reed, Bowen Reed. Why did we ever have to cross the sea? Far away. Will I ever again see
Original music, Switchback, Bowling Green. And that is written by Marty McCormick. And that was about your grandfather's farm?
Yeah.
In Ireland.
Now, over in County Mayo, Ireland. And
is it still in the family?
Unfortunately not. You know, that's one of the sad things about that song is all those people that I mentioned in the song, my cousins and that, have all passed on. I still have other cousins there, but... you know, it's hard to hold on to those farms. You know, they move around a bit, but you know, who knows? Maybe someday we'll be able to get it back in the family. You never know. So it's a nostalgic song.
You were mentioning dual citizenship and that you go to Ireland a lot. Is it just you or the band?
No, the whole band goes, and we take fans with us. We've been doing this now for over 12 years, where we take. Our fans on a tour. We leave from Chicago, usually on Aer Lingus from O'Hare, and we spend a week or longer in Ireland. We pick a spot, a different spot in Ireland every time we go, and we put you up at a beautiful hotel. Nothing starts till 10 a.m., so you can hang out at the pub. You wake up, you know, late, have your breakfast, and you have some optional trips and tours that we figure out, and we provide music. We find beautiful spots, and last year we brought Joey along, and we were in the ruins of a 12th century castle with everybody there, a natural amphitheater, with our backs to this the lake and the McGillicuddy Mountains in Killarney. It was just a magical. It's magical. Ireland is magical, and that's why we keep coming back.
Yeah, and that was the McCarthy Moore Castle.
Yeah.
Right behind the Lake Hotel in Killarney.
And you can just set up and play there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was like in ruins. Yeah. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. And so if people are interested, they can always go to our website to find out about it. And this year we're expanding. We're taking people in July, and then we're also taking people in October with a little side trip to Prague if they want to continue on with us. But waygoodmusic.com, W-A-Y-G-O-O-D music.com is where people can go.
All right. It's a great website. I just pulled it up, and you've got all sorts of stuff.
There's plenty of photos, too, of our tours on our Switchback Facebook site.
Yeah, you can go to Switchback on Facebook and connect that way. You know, so it's either way, but we want people to come with us. We give them a good time.
If they go with you, do they get to kiss the Blarney Stone?
They can kiss whatever they want.
I heard that's pretty precarious, trying to do
well,
that.
Well, you know, I just remember when my brother Joe kissed the Blarney Stone. He was leaning over, and the guy holds you. And
right.
My brother Joe is a very shy guy, not like me, and he's leaning over, and the guy goes, "Keep your tongue in your mouth." And so he was kissing the butt. So he was just totally shocked and, But that's the Irish for you.
That's too funny. Let's talk a little bit about outreach that you guys do, and then we have someone else that we're going to put on here that surprised us tonight.
Yeah.
And outreach is a variety of things. You guys do, you mentioned when you were little, you played it for seniors.
Yeah, we still do.
And yeah, you've got seniors, you do elementary schools, you do a variety of give-back programs.
Yes.
To infect, I guess you'd say, or inspire others with the gift of music and the.
Yeah,
all start?
Both of us kind of got our start in playing church at church, you know.
Right.
And then my mom was an activity director at a nursing home, so she actually was one of my first professional
she'd
engagements.
Hire you.
Yeah, she'd hire me. I'd go in there with all the wrong material.
Wouldn't pay him though, but hire him. You know, yeah. In our family, there was always a sense of mission. I'm from a family of 10, and we would all go out and we would play these nursing homes and such. So there was that sense, you know, it was our responsibility, to give back to the community. It's a gift, and so you share your gift. And it was really, I think, one of the cool things about working with Brian was that we both had that same philosophy, and we were both dedicated to the idea of giving back to whatever kind of populations that don't necessarily receive music.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately today, that has a lot of our school kids don't
That's
get
sad.
The music. And You know, that's so. I remember we were playing at a very down in Springfield, Illinois, African American school, Catholic school, and this young little boy came up to watching us set up, and he was like, "What are those?" And I thought he was kidding. I said, "Come on, you know what? No, what are those? What are the?" He had never seen a guitar before in his life.
Wow!
And you know, and so that. That just shouldn't be happening in this musically blessed country of ours, you know, where so many people from so many different walks of life have contributed to music, and it's been the great bridge between all the divisions.
That
and
it has.
We need to keep it, and it needs to be, you know. So, I mean, in short, when we travel, we always go out of our way to make sure that we reach out to communities and play for populations that do not get music, and the mentally challenged, people in prisons, youth programs, as well as the senior homes and schools.
You've got one coming up April 7th in Shorewood, Illinois. What is that one about?
Well, that would be, again, we're going to be playing for some seniors. And, you know, that that's pretty typical. You know, there were days when we would be traveling on the road where we would do three of those shows and then we'd do a club. And there's some benefits. It keeps us frosty, and especially with those seniors, man, they'll tell you if they don't like it, man.
Right.
They tell you right to your face. You
know. This whole year working, breaking in Joe as our new percussionist, I think, well, how would you say the experience of playing, like before a major gig, having that?
Well, I think it prepared me, you know, just to, because I'm fairly new to the music, but it prepared me for, you know, Switchback history and, you know, the variety that they offered, you know, to the seniors and to the schools.
Yeah, Joe, you played a lot of rock and roll. We've crossed paths before.
Sure.
How is it doing Celtic and Americana? What kind of, did you have to shift a lot of gears to kind of get into the mode?
Yes, slightly. Okay. It was, you know, the guys are really big under dynamics. So it's also just, you know, dipping into different history as well. You know, the Americana, the Celtic. So, you know, I started using brushes, dowel rods, mallets, you know, different different tools for the
mallets
jobs.
Are pretty big in Celtic music.
Mallets are, yeah.
Speaking of seniors and speaking of giving back and history, a very good friend of our show here, someone that I just did a school program with for Black History Month and who our listeners know as a co-host here the last couple of weeks, Mr. Billy Shelton of the legendary Spaniels Forever, is here. And I guess there's history. So why don't you guys take the mic and tell us the history between Billy Shelton and Switchback?
Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, Tom, you know, I am just amazed. I am in awe to see these young men again because the first time we met, it was something that would never happen with other groups. We were booked by the same agency at the same place. I think it was the Empress.
Empress.
Yeah.
Casino.
At the same time. It was a mistake.
Okay. Well, that happens a lot, but
the story here's didn't end the thing. Instead of us fighting each other for the thing, both of us, hey, you do it, you know, and that's the way it was. These guys are more than just a vocal group. These guys are an institution. They are in it for the right reasons. That's why they have lasted for, and they look great. They looked the same way I remember them, years ago. And it's been just a privilege to be with these guys. And I was telling them about our lead singer, Patrick, he's got a little of the old Irish blood in him. And
a wee bit.
St. Patrick's Day, I think that he was born on St.
So oh, my gosh.
They named
awesome.
Him Patrick. And I've got some Irish blood in me. As a matter of fact, we're Southern Ireland. That's okay. Southern Irish.
Right.
But anyway,
Yeah.
I am just very happy tonight to see these guys come back.
Well, you and I were talking, and I mentioned Switchback was on the show, and the response I got from you was like a kid in a candy store. Oh, my God, I got to stop and say hi.
Yeah.
I had no idea the connection. Yeah. You actually performed together.
Yeah, we sure did. And Bill, at the time, was working with 11th Avenue.
Right, right.
And we did a whole
release. Which was like a seven-piece band.
Yeah, it was a seven-piece band, you know, and it was, and I'll tell you, you know, this is a huge gift to see Billy Shelton here, because talk about just a musical legend. But you know, Billy gave us hope, in the sense that we saw a journeyman musician who had been working really hard, had the taste of success, and didn't let it get to him, and he kept working at it.
Right.
And Brian and I, you know, Switchback is, you know, is a winding road that slowly works its way up the mountain, and that's what we were doing. And Billy taught us by his example that we just had to persevere and hone our craft, and we owe a lot to Billy Shelton. And we lost touch with Billy, and, you know, I hate to say it, but we thought Billy had gone on to the other side, and we were like, you know,
I did too, yeah.
We were like, you know, God, you know, Billy Shelton, remember Billy, you know, and Billy, you know, and we you know, driving across Kansas and stuff, we would talk about Billy, because Billy meant that much to us. He was kind of a guardian angel / patron saint. So to see him in the flesh here, and to know that he's still doing it, is a gift for us.
And what a class act, because the night that we were both booked at that thing at the Empress Casino, it turns out that Marty and I had the gig. And what did Billy do? But he stayed for the entire show.
Right.
And he turned what could have been a negative experience for another
performer,
he could have
stormed
into a total
off.
Positive.
And now, you know, instead, we have friendships.
We have friendships, and we did a strange thing with the release of an album called Dar's Place, where we actually incorporated their band, and even though they weren't on the studio tracks, they sang, like Billy sang the solo part in a song called Dead Canary. I mean, it was just a really unusual evening, which we captured on video, which we have to dig out of the archives.
We have to dig up. Well, now I've got your phone number, so we're gonna get back in the traces, you and I and Brian, my friend, and we'll do some more.
Hey, get us some work. I'm losing too much weight.
All right.
So it's available on video only on like YouTube. If you can see.
Well, you know, this is
in the vault.
We gotta hunt it down, and because it was an amazing show. It was an amazing show that night, and
we bought new suits for the occasion.
Yeah, we actually dressed up. You know, Shy Lights were a class act; they didn't have to dress up. But Switchback, man, we had to keep up with those guys.
Well, let's play another song. This is one of my favorites that you do, "Star of County Down."
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Town in the county down, one morning last July, from a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself, for to see I was really there. As she onward sped, sure I scratched my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I says I to a passerby, who's a maid with the nut brown hair. He smiled at me and he says he, that's a gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the band, she's a star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. Mm-hmm.
dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes showing bright, my hat cocked right for a smile from my nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till my plow turns rust-colored brown. Till a smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till my plow turns rust-colored brown. Till a smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the county down.
Is the star of County Down as we celebrate St. Patrick's Week with Switchback and the one and only Billy Shelton, also in the studio. And so's Patrick Petrie, another member of the Spaniels, with us hiding in the back over there. And we've got an audience tonight. We've got chairs, a studio audience. This is a big deal.
Yay! It's not a lonely radio station.
No. It's not. Brian and Martin, you guys started the band, as we talked about 30 years ago. You've put albums out, numerous albums, going back to the early 90s. And one of the early records, I think it was the first one, you guys hit it right out of the ballpark because Chevrolet picked up a tune.
Yep.
And you were like right there with the biggest car company in America on television.
We didn't know what was going on.
Yep.
How did that all happen? Talk about the luck of the Irish.
A guy named Ron Lazzaretti, who he's still a dear friend of ours, he was working for some ad agency, and we gave him a copy, which was on cassette, of our first album called Ain't Going Back, which I think we recorded the bulk of it in one evening.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he carried that album around with him everywhere he went for almost a year. He just had it on him. And then finally this opportunity came, and he gave us a call. He said, I've got this ad for this kind of a pictorial of a Chevy Blazer commercial.
And he dropped it in. Yeah, he dropped it in as just, you know, to hold space. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll get some other. And the Chevy guys were like, no, we want that. And so it was like the first 30 seconds or so of Climb That Mountain, which is also one of these hybrid Celtic-y kind of numbers. And so, you know, we were like, we thought, wow, the music business, this is great.
Definitely.
It's a lot easier than we thought.
Wow, this is going to be
definitely paid. They leased it for a year, and it paid for all the expenses of making the album.
So yeah, it got us, on the road to making more music. We plowed it right back into the company. So.
Now, is Ain't Going Back available on CD at this point?
It's on CD. It's part of a box, 10th anniversary box set, which is quite famous. I mean, quite popular with people that are trying to figure out what to buy at the end of a show.
And you can get it through our website. All the links are there, you know, waygoodmusic.com.
Now, the 10th anniversary box set, is that like all the albums?
All the first
five
albums that are recorded in the first 10 years of Switchback.
Okay. And some live tracks and some, you know, but yeah, we have a 20th that we're going to probably get out, and you know, by the 25th.
Okay. You can keep up with Switchback. Don't forget waygoodmusic.com. Just remember what it is. It's Way Good Music.
Right.
Waygoodmusic.com. It's got all the information on the tours. You can find out information about the outreach programs. You can contact the guys. There's a bio. There's lots of photos from all the different shows.
Right.
And don't forget St. Patrick's Day, the most Irish of days.
Aye.
On March 17th, they'll be right here in Lake County, Indiana. They'll be at the Performing Arts Center, at the Theater at the Center. It'll be a St. Patrick's Day dinner followed by a performance from my guest tonight, the one and only Switchback. And you can find out all the details on that by getting online at MunsterPerformingArtsCenter.com, I believe it is. So there you go. Danny Boy is as traditional as you get with Irish, and we've got less than about 2 minutes left. So let's play Danny Boy and say goodnight, and we'll see you on St. Pat's Day. WayGoodMusic.com.
Are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. 'Tis you must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the